Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast.
Yeah.
This is episode 5.5 in one take.
Yes, it is. And 5.5 is because we released episode 5. And we have normal format, but this time the format is a little different. We're going to do a series of special episodes, which will be our half episodes, hence 5.5. And Chris, what are these episodes?
So these episodes are going to be where we, in this case, covered just one career retrospective of one person. Today we're doing Tim Armstrong of Rancid and several other bands.
A.K.A.
Tim Timebomb.
A.K.A.
Lent.
Yes. So we are going to be doing Tim Armstrong here. And with Tim Armstrong, he's a member of Rancid. And the reason why we're doing these special edition episodes is because Chris and I are both huge fans of Rancid and Dropkick Murphys. Dropkick Murphys being Chris's favorite band, correct, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
And Rancid and Dropkick Murphys, I love them both. Both on the tops of my list. Rancid might be pretty close to the very top. Yeah, if I had to pick a kid, it might be Rancid, but I love them both. And they are on tour together, and they're going to be in Salt Lake August 12th, but they're all over the place right now. And because of that, we're going to do these series of special episodes. And because Tim Armstrong has such a vast reach and influence with so much, which we'll cover, we thought we'd dedicate a whole entire episode to him. So, Chris, what do you got to say about Tim Armstrong?
So, he's really an influential guy. It's amazing how many different projects that he has, like, on the side and what have you. We always mention the Tim Timebomb show on
satellite radio.
Sirius.
Yep, Sirius.
Sirius XM radio. And it's pretty awesome to see just kind of how many different things he has going on. So we've selected some songs that are from pretty much everywhere, from Rancid to times that he just kind of pitched in with guys to his own private stuff, his own, you know, stuff that he's done on his own.
Solo work, correct.
Solo work, that's yes. It. That's what it's called.
Well, before we get too much further in, let's do a song. Chris, you got something to say about this song?
So we're going to do Telegraph Avenue first. It's track 3 from the Troublemaker album. That's a new one. And Telegraph Avenue is in California. It's a UC Berkeley, you know, Cal Berkeley, where all the hippies are. And that street, it brings in a lot of different groups of people, counterculture type area, and a lot of street punks.
Yes. I heard an interview, maybe it wasn't even an interview, it was probably on Tim Timebomb's show, and they were talking about Telegraph Avenue and so much happening, and that's included in the song, but so much happened for them on Telegraph Avenue while they were up and coming with Rancid for and sure. Other bands. So we're going to give you a little listen to the Troublemaker track 3, Telegraph Avenue. I knew what I had to do, so I grabbed my left-handed guitar and I headed out to Telegraph Avenue. Him against the machine. For that he spent 3 months in jail, but he said he would do it again. Governor Rankin had enough, so the National Guard they pushed on through. Tear gas and riot police on Telegraph Avenue. All right, that's Telegraph Avenue from Rancid's ninth album. Trying to get two words out there at one time. And it's a really great track. I love the echo effect in the song. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's a great album. That whole Troublemaker album is
it's really good.
Really solid.
Yeah, it just came out.
Tim with a full beard.
With a full beard, yeah.
And I can definitely relate to that.
Yes, you can.
And so, way to go, Tim. Way to grow the beard, man.
You know, throughout this podcast today, we're going to get, you know, just tons of information out about Tim. And, you know, what I want to talk about right now is what he does. He's a musician. He's a guitarist. He's a songwriter. He's a producer. And he's an artist. On his website, there's artwork. Tim Timebaum artwork. He releases a lot of that stuff out on his social medias, like pictures of it and stuff, too. And it's really cool. It's timtimebaum.com. That's where you can find that stuff.
Buy all that stuff and put it up on the walls in here.
Yeah, that's what we need to decorate this room with. It's definitely cool. It's Tim's style. I like it. A lot of cool skulls. I'm into skulls. And I'm a big fan.
And skulls are pretty much the two things that I expect to see on a good piece of art.
Yeah, right?
Art.
Yes. So we're going to get into Tim's next song, and it's going to be Operation Ivy. Operation Ivy was not quite his first band, but his first band that people really know about. His first band was Basic Radio, which was founded in 1985 with him and Matt Freeman. But he moved along by 87 with singer Jesse Michaels and then Matt Freeman as well. And they started Operation Ivy. This song is Knowledge. Chris, what do you think about Knowledge?
This is a great song, and what I didn't realize, it's from 1989.
It is. First and only studio album released by Operation
Ivy. And I was surprised what year it was. I mean, these guys were getting big, bringing back punk rock before the big movement of bring back punk rock in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So it's an awesome song about growing up, so let's listen to Knowledge.
Knowledge. And that is Knowledge by Operation Ivy.
And that's a great song, and it's been covered by Green Day, and yeah. Rancid's played it, and Jim Armstrong even played with Green Day. There's a great video on YouTube, and it's Jim Armstrong with Green Day, and they do Knowledge, and they do Radio. And it's really cool to see those guys together. And Jim Armstrong even talks about how him and Joe Armstrong wrote Radio together. And that kind of leads us into maybe talking about the fact that Billy Joe Armstrong was almost part of Rancid.
Yeah, when they were forming Rancid before there was Lars, Tim put the invite out there to Billy Joe, and Billy Joe turned down to go do his thing, which turned out to be Green Day, and then they invited Lars. So I think it's all the better for everybody because we get Green Day and we get Rancid as it is, and they're both fantastic bands.
Yeah, you kind of get two instead of one.
Yeah.
But if that won, that would have been...
It'd been pretty awesome, pretty amazing.
Let's be honest.
Maybe they should get together and do an album together just for old times.
Old times' sake.
Possibilities.
Too much money.
Yes. one thing I want to point out, a lot of things, you know, everybody's right-handed, it seems like, but one thing that Tim's known for is being a left-handed guitarist, and he plays his guitar super low.
Yeah,
like
down by his
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's really cool to watch, and he's got an older guitar, super cool. I've seen him live. He's very entertaining. And besides singing and guitar, he also plays bass, drums, keyboards, synthesizer, harmonica, and a melodica. So very talented musician all the way around. Next, we're going to get into another Rancid song off of one of their earlier albums, and it was off the second album, Let's Go. Chris, what track are we going to check out?
We're going to listen to Salvation.
Yes, from 1994.
We're going to talk about the Black Hawk neighborhood, master plan community. And that's where rich people go.
Oh.
Yeah, so listen for that.
Okay, we'll listen for that. We're going to get right into Salvation right now and check out some Salvation. Come on, man. Ride, that was Salvation from Rancid, from Let's Go, from 1994. Great album. I like all the Rancid albums. I'm a big fan of Rancid. That being a great track. One thing that I'm going to point out, we kind of glazed over, but fun fact, being the key word here. When that album did come out from Operation Ivy, on the night the album was released, that's when the band disbanded, unfortunately. So one reason why they only had the one album, and then Matt and Tim left the band. Tim had some alcoholism. They became homeless, but they kind of got together, start something different, and that something different turned out to be Rancid. So lucky us. I'm glad that happened. A lot of commercial success, and definitely one of those, you know, 5 to 10, you know, depends on who you ask, but one of those punk bands that are bringing back or brought back punk during the 90s. And so definitely a huge thanks to Tim, Matt, and Lars. Really great. Salvation, great. Early albums, I'm a big fan. When we get to our Rancid episode, I'm really excited to play songs from some of those earlier albums because I'm a big fan. But next thing we're going to get to about Tim has been, you know, he's helped produce with his record label. So his record label, which is in kind of an offshoot of Epitaph, is Hellcat. And he's produced a lot of albums. He's sung on a lot of albums. So a lot of groups that he kind of helps out. Somehow they always find a spot for him to help sing on some of the albums or help people. And there's guys that are, you know, buddies of his. His band Transplants, which we'll get to here shortly, also has Elvis Cortez in it. And you've heard us play Elvis and Left Alone before, and we're big fans of Left Alone here as well. What we're going to do is play a track from Left Alone off their album Dead American Radio. And Dead American Radio, it came out August 8th, 2006. This is track 2 from that album, and this track is City to City, which I believe we've actually played before, but we're going to play it again. Oh, yeah, we did. I think we played the live version, which is outstanding because this is a great song. We sung it then, and we'll probably sing it again. So I hope you enjoy City to City with Tim Armstrong on co-vocals with Elvis Cortez. One quick side note before we get to the segment where Tim is singing in this song is I mentioned that Elvis was in Transplants. So when they tour and I saw Transplants playing, Elvis also plays bass in that band. Elvis is super cool, and Elvis is a very talented artist in and of himself when he plays with Left Alone. Sorry, mind drew a blank. He plays lead guitar. But here, enjoy the Tim Armstrong portion of the song. That was Left Alone. If you like them, check them out. They're awesome. Elvis has his own label as well, which is Smelvis Records. Smelvis. So check out Elvis and Smelvis.
Smelvis Records. My wife and my daughter both have a Smelvis Records t-shirt.
Yes, they do.
And my daughter worked to school.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
That's awesome. The Smelvis Records shirt is cool, too.
And I bet that nobody knew what the heck it was.
Absolutely not. Not here in Utah.
But it's got like a skull and with an anarchy symbol on it. And I was like, hell yes, you're wearing that. She's, Dad, can I wear this to school? Yes. And her mother kind of gave me a look like, really? Yes. Absolutely.
Speaking of skull with anarchy symbol in it, we got a new logo. It's up on our socials and on our website. And our logo has a skull with an anarchy symbol in it.
And you can find us on Twitter. You can find me at SLC Punk Chris. And you can find Dustin at Another Punk SLC.
And you can find us at slcpunkcast.com.
Punkcast.
And you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher. And now you can also find us on Google Play Music.
And what was the one that we were on where we have a friend from, like, Norway?
SoundCloud.
We got friends from Norway, I think. Norway?
One of those northern Scandinavian
countries. We don't want to badmouth any of those Scandinavian countries because that's where death metal comes from.
That's true.
And they don't fuck around.
That is true. That is true. All right, so we're going to get on to another band that Tim kind of worked with, helped out. It's just one of those like Rancid-esque bands, and it's Time Again. Time Again, love this band. Unfortunately, Time Again, the band broke up. One of the guys in the band went on a Mormon mission.
There's some craziness on the lead singer in prison.
Yep.
Guitarist dead.
Yep.
Guitarist on a Mormon mission.
Yeah, and they just broke up. And since the lead singer's in prison, he's the only guy left. So maybe we'll get something when he gets out of prison.
He's got a prison band? That'd be bad. Prison punk rock.
That's a new genre
of punk rock.
And we'll cover that when it comes out.
So if somehow lead singer of Time Again is hearing this, prison punk, bring it back. Or, well, establish it.
Establish it. Start it up.
Start it.
We'll broadcast it out on SLC Punkcast.
Hell yeah, we will. They could play here live.
All right, well, check out this part with Tim in it from Time Again, Stories Are True.
Exactly where I come from, take me into the action. These are stories that are true, no lie. Days of destruction, you wonder why. I'm a punk rocker to the day I die. And the death coming, death go, life going pass by. Affiliations everywhere I go. Yeah, London, New York, LA, Tokyo. And this world is the world I know. Yeah, a world of no rules, no place that I won't call. Let me open up the door for ya. Let you into a whole new world for ya. You see, you never know. Weigh it up tomorrow.
Come on now, let it go. Everything that you know is set aside. Let it ride and we're done at the start. Since I would be old, and with the new step aside.
All right, that was Time Again with The Stories Are True, and that song came out on the Stories Are True album, which is a great album, and both the Time Again albums were great. I'm a big fan. You should definitely check out Time Again, especially if you like this right here. And just so you know, that album came out in 2006, so around the same time that Dead American Radio from Left Alone. And lastly, that's track number 4, in case you were curious. So let's move on to another band. Chris, what's our next band that Tim's influenced?
No, next band, they're under the Hellcat label, The Interrupters. And this song right here, The Interrupters, we're going to play, is called Family. And this song is awesome, and it'll stay in your head. And it just, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a rompy song. Good ska music.
Yes, so enjoy this song.
My
All right, that was Family from The Interrupters, which is track 7 from their first album, The Interrupters. That came out August 1st, 2014.
That's quality ska.
It is. Interrupters, awesome. 2 albums out. Seen them in concert. I'll go see them again and again. They're just one of the best. You know, Punk Rock Bowling, they were one of the ones early on in the day. Super great. Just definitely an awesome, awesome band. And
oh, you were at Punk Rock Bowling.
I was at Punk Rock Bowling.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. I like to put that out there every now and again for you, Chris.
Appreciate that.
That was the last time I saw the Interrupters.
Outstanding.
Yep, they were good.
Who were they with?
All the other bands, including, what am I wearing?
Coxbar.
Coxbar. I got him a Coxbar t-shirt on, and yes, Coxbar was there that weekend.
Outstanding.
Interrupters. Love the Interrupters. Definitely check out the Interrupters if you haven't. And as you can tell, you can kind of hear in the background going on, Tim's in the kind of singing the chorus with them, kind of background vocals, but he had the first part that was his. And so we hope you enjoyed the Interrupters. Next, we're going to move on to another fellow member of Rancid who's also done his own solo stuff and huge fan. I've been a big fan of Lars for a long time. I'm grateful that he ended up in Rancid. I'm grateful he does his side stuff because his side stuff's really good. Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. Tim is going to be doing vocals on the song, and it's kind of a back and forth with him and Lars. Really cool. It came out on Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards' second album, which is Viking, and that came out in 2004. But Tim, on both those albums, he was producer for both those Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards albums. Plus, he did vocals and he did guitar and co-writer of some songs. And it just all around awesome. You know, it's really a Lars solo project, but Tim, just in Tim fashion, is just out there and helping and doing his part and adding. And here's a part with Tim right now, so enjoy it. This song is called My Life to Live.
Sometimes I roam far from my home, so far I got no place to go back to. I left New York, a suitcase in my hand, I had nowhere to go, I had no certain plans. Walked into the room and I felt like I knew her from another lifetime I lived. Crossed the ocean to a foreign land, if you've been where I've been, then you understand. My life is just like car crash so slow down, cause when you go past, throw me by. My world can never stop spinning. I got a girl that is sitting there, all know my name.
Super cool song from Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards with Tim Armstrong singing with him.
How freaking talented is Rancid?
Just awesome. I mean, all their side projects that each of them have and all the solo work that each of them do, and I mean, we point out that Rancid has 9 albums, but there's, you know, when you count everything that they're a part of, it's so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. All the guys in the band have something.
Yes, even Brandon came from The Used, you know, so anybody that's not aware of that. And we're going to get into another band from one of the Rancid guys, and that's the one we haven't talked about yet, Matt Freeman, at least as far as the solo projects goes. And Matt started his own side project called The Devil's Brigade. And with The Devil's Brigade, Tim did guitar and backing vocals on some of the songs. And off of the Devil's Brigade titled album, which came out August 31st, 2010, track 4 with Bridge of Gold features Tim with the lead vocals on this one. So that's why he picked this one. Even though he's helped out on a bunch of them, that's why he picked this. What do you think of Bridge of Gold?
Punk rock, psychobilly. There's all sorts of great stuff on Devil's Brigade.
Yeah, that's kind of Matt's style. I mean, he's a bass player, and heavy bass is kind of this. Yeah.
For sure. So it's really heavy on the bass.
Yep.
And throughout. And it's a great tune.
It is a great tune. And so how about you enjoy a little bit of Bridge of Gold?
Through
All right, that is Bridge of Gold from Devil's Brigade. And as you heard, started off with Tim, then you had Matt, and then you had Lars. Typical of a lot of Rancid songs, you know.
It's Psychobilly Rancid.
Exactly. And yeah, it's great.
It's cool.
Bridge of Gold, what's that about, Chris?
I don't know.
Golden Gate Bridge.
There's a rumor out west that there's a bridge made of gold.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, yeah.
California.
That's the point.
Okay. All right. The point is Rancid being from California, all of them being from California, a lot of their songs and influence and people they talk about, not most of the bands we've talked about so far, all California bands. And what's going to lead us into the next group is not really a California band, hence the name of the album.
They're not really a band, or are they a group?
They're more of a group. Yeah, it's kind of more of a hip-hop thing. And
it's, yeah.
It just kind of shows the diversity or the style that Tim Armstrong, I mean, he does so much, you know, from the Rancid, the punk, the ska. We're going to get into reggae
towards the end, and
Tim's solo stuff is definitely unique in a sense that it's not just like punk specific.
But here,
we got a little hip hop added in.
Yeah.
And so who are we going to listen to next, Chris?
The Lords of Brooklyn. That's Lords with a Z.
The Lords. And Lords
of Brooklyn.
And yes, The Brooklyn Way is the album, which came out in 2006. And the track is called Outlaw. Outlaw was track number 2.
I made sure that you put this on here.
Yes. Chris, when I put the playlist together, I totally forgot about it. I actually have this song personally myself. I've had it for quite a few years, and I totally spaced it.
I mean, this shows some real diversity here, yeah?
Yep. We're going to pump it up right now for you and hear Tim.
Hey, right there, we're going to bring me in. I'm an outlaw, baby. I'm an outlaw, baby. And you're dusted. And when your ways are old and you're rusted. Step to us, you get busted. This our city, gonna take it. Man, see, full mistaken. And if it ain't broke, gonna break it. And if it ain't mine, gonna take it. Now, somebody better tell me something. Something I already know. Cross this record, it's gonna rock the world. Lords of control.
All right, that is Outlaw by the Lords.
You ain't ever going to bring me in.
Ain't ever going to bring me in. Of course, Tim would be singing stuff like, you know, that's kind of what he is. He's a rebel, an outlaw.
Yeah,
that's what
sure.
punk's about, you know, and it's not being a part of the status quo.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Yes. So Lords, great song. I'm glad Chris brought it up. Kind of show a little bit, you know, diversity in what we're talking about with how great Tim Armstrong is. Where we're going next is, you know, another group or band anyway, is kind of what's the group? Like a super group almost.
Super group.
Yes, and we've briefly mentioned them already. So Tim's already helped out, done stuff with Travis Barker and Yelah Wolf, guitars, vocals on some of some singles that Travis Barker put out, because Travis Barker has his own solo project. And they're in a group together. And that group together is what, Chris?
The Transplants.
The Transplants is composed of Tim, Travis. You also have Elvis Cortez, who plays bass. But then you have Skinhead Rob.
Yeah, Skinhead Bob, a roadie.
Yes, who was, yeah, was
a
roadie.
Was a roadie for Rancid.
Yeah, yep.
So.
And now he kind of does his own thing. He's been on songs with Lars Fredriksson, and then he's also with Transplants.
Right.
And the song that we're going to do, because Transplants, they have 3 albums. I mean, they put out some stuff. Looking forward to seeing some stuff in the future. This song is called Come Around, which is track 4. I'm a big fan of the song, and you definitely get to hear Tim singing in this song. It came out June 25th, 2014, and the album was In a War Zone.
You're going to have Blink drums.
Yep.
Left Alone bass, yeah. Rancid guitar.
And vocals.
And vocals.
With Skinhead Rob.
With Skinhead Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Gotta love it. Great song. Definitely one of my favorites from the album, but I'm a big fan. And if you haven't heard of Transplants yet, go check out the Transplants, all their albums. They're all really good. So we hope you enjoy Come Around with Tim Armstrong. All right, that was Come Around from the Transplants with Tim Armstrong. That's who we're talking about this episode, Tim Armstrong. Tim, great, great guy, and I'm a big fan of Transplants. There's probably going to be projects and stuff that we left out, so feel free to shoot some of that stuff over to us. We're going to move on to another Rancid track, because you got to play Rancid. We're going to mix it up in there.
Pick us apart. We missed something? Tell us, because we want to hear it too.
Yeah. We want to hear what we might be missing. So, you know, we're trying to help out and put out there stuff you might have missed, might not remember, refresh your memory. We want the same thing. So if there's something that we should have had on this list, please let us know. Right now we're going to move to another Rancid album, which came out August 19th, 2003. It was their sixth album, which was Indestructible. And this track is track eight. Track eight was Arrested in Shanghai.
And this song is about government overwatch. It's, you know, getting shanghaied. That was like an old term back in the back in the day, where like you would get captured and like pressed into service on merchant ships, and so the whole thing's about how, like, you know, the end part, the last stanza, if you will, is about a lot of the recent stuff where, hey, like my location, my GPS location is known by the government, and so this is a very punk rock song. And I really like this song.
I do too. Enjoy Arrested in Shanghai with Tim Armstrong and Rancid.
Never did steal, I didn't start no violence, no. And there was nobody that I killed, no. So I had a clear account of all abuses of power and the memories of homeland. Now gone sour, and I only got one weapon. It's so plain for me to see. My only weapon I call poetry. And I don't even know why. The truth seems like a lie. In my cell there is no sky. When I was arrested in Shanghai. Now, in the wealth and privilege, I was not born. But a devotion of freedom and liberty, I was sworn. So, every emotion is studied, watched and controlled. Who gets paid, who gets disciplined, and who gets rolled. So, transmitter beams, my coordinates anywhere on Earth, and as radio wave surveillance satellite burst. Open up your...
All right, that's Arrested in Shanghai from Rancid with Tim Armstrong. Great song. Chris mentioned what the song's about. Go check out that whole song. Listen to it. Get the album Indestructible if you don't already have it.
Hell yeah.
We kind of covered a bunch of the bands that he's been in, and now we're kind of going to move more towards solo work, because Tim did a lot of solo stuff. We're going to talk about some filmography he's done. One thing I'm going to point out, because we mentioned Green Day, is that he directed the music video for Green Day's 2016 single, Bang Bang. You know, just an all-around talented guy. I don't know how many times I can say that, but an all-around talented dude. Really impressed with Tim Armstrong.
If he hears this, he's probably going to be so pissed off.
all the heaping of praise that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm sure that modesty eventually is going to be like, oh, man, okay, enough, guys.
You know. Well, sometimes you just look up to certain people, and I definitely look up to this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Very talented. And we're going to move on to some solo stuff. So let's, before we get into too much information about him being solo, we're going to get into a big fan of this song. You know, whenever his solo stuff starts up on the radio, this is, he kind of starts with this song, and it's Change That Song, Mr. DJ. This is a Tim Timebaum single, and it's newer. We're kind of going out of order, but that's all right. This was a single that was released on November 9th, 2012, and this song was actually written by Tim. Really big fan of this stuff. It is really cool, and I hope you enjoy it. So get into this song, which is... All I want to hear is Marky Ramone tonight. Such a cool song. Big fan of Marky Ramone. When Marky Ramone does Marky Ramone's Punk Rock Blitzkrieg, which is on Wednesdays, and replays, I believe, on Saturday afternoons. And you hear this song at the beginning of Tim Timebaum's show, which is on Mondays, both on Faction, Sirius XM. Really cool. This, now that we played it, we're going to get into a little information. In 2012, through Tim's website, he started releasing music that influenced him, along with stripped-down cover songs of his own work under the name Tim Timebaum. That's where Tim Timebaum came from. He also released at least one song per week and since late 2012. And on his website, you can see all that. You can get a lot of that stuff on iTunes. And you can also see his paintings and his drawings also on his website.
There is so much. And you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's an entire channel. It's just Tim Timebaum. And there's so much stuff, and it's all quality, and it's a lot of fun, and it's all different. It's not just straight punk. There's a lot of different things in there, and as we're gonna hear some very unique sounding things here over the next couple of songs.
Correct. And again, big Tim Timebaum fan, just an all around fan of Tim. That was a more upbeat, more up tempo release from Tim Timebaum, and like you said, some of the songs he did of his own that were stripped down versions, that was a very upbeat, which is an original by Tim, and that was November 9th 2012, so a few months later, March 25th 2013, during this time when he was releasing a song a day, he did that for a year. This song comes up, and I'm gonna let Chris introduce it. Chris, why are we having you introduce
the
song?
So the next song that we're gonna hear is Tulare, and Tulare is the name of my hometown. I'm from Tulare, California. And this song is about, well, it's about grandma. This song is about all the Okies who left Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl in the 1930s and arrived in Tulare County, California, and Kern in Fresno County, California, and looking for work. And, hey, you're not in Oklahoma anymore. It was a completely different experience. If you've ever studied this stuff, probably in high school, you know, reading Grapes of Wrath. This is that. So Tim Timebaum, big shout out to my hometown, Tulare, California, with the song Tulare.
Here it is.
All around, Model T candelabra in the night. We sing a hymn. Can you see the light? We ain't in Oklahoma no more. We ain't got good times no more. Every day is worse than the day before. Oklahoma no more. Greater likelihood of being dead. Set back, we try to get ahead. People
full of good, standing treated so bad. I stopped dreaming, it only makes me sad.
We ain't in Oklahoma no more. We ain't got good times no more. Every day it's worse than the day before. We ain't in Oklahoma no more.
Some of that old-timey country, you know, you think of, when you think of that area, you've got Bakersfield, and there is a part of country music called the Bakersfield Sound.
Oh.
And this kind of echoes some of that. So, very cool, you know, hearing Tim Timebaum in this case, singing this song about times being crappy in Tulare, California.
A lot of California themes all throughout, yeah, Tim and definitely. Rancid and all those guys, because the California guys. And just a different style. You know, we want to be diverse and show how diverse Tim can be. We're going to move on to, then, you know, that was an original song written by Tim. Now we're going to move on to a cover that Tim Timebaum released, which he released on October 30th, 2012. And it's a George Strait cover. Chris, what are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Adelaida, which is a Zydeco-type song. So yet another kind of type of music. This is a fun song. It's a great George Strait tune, and Tim does an excellent job with this.
Enjoy Adelaida.
I'd swim the Poncha Trail.
That's Adelaida, George Strait cover from Tim Timebaum.
And it's that Zydeco sound. That comes from Cajun country down there. You got the accordion going. And again, just very diverse, the different things that Tim does with his Tim Timebaum singles that he does. And you could catch those all on, get on YouTube, type in Tim Timebaum, and sit down and have fun, because they're all great songs and very diverse and various.
All right, I'm going to point out a handful of things that we've neglected to mention. Yeah, if you could believe, more stuff that Tim's into. So as we mentioned, he has a sub-label of Epitaph, which is owned by his friend from Bad Religion, Brett Gurwitz. And his album is Hellcat. So on top of doing all that and having his own record label, Tim also owns the merchandise manufacturer Machete Manufacturing, which provides merchandise for bands on Hellcat Records. I purchased numerous stuff myself, and go check out Machete Manufacturing online, and you can see all kinds of merchandise. They do discounts a lot, so if you want to get any Hellcat band merchandise, a lot of cool stuff there. And producing. Tim's produced so many other bands. Here's a quick rundown of some albums by bands that Tim has produced. He produced And Out Come the Wolves by Rancid, Answer That, and Stay Fashionable by AFI. East Los Presents by The Union, Union 13 that is, and that was in 97. A couple, we're going to skip over a few here and just do some highlights real quick. Life Won't Wait, 98 by Rancid. Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, self-titled in 2001. Mediocre Generica in 2001 by Leftover Crack. Transplant, self-titled in 2002. Here's a cool one. Try This from Pink in 2003.
I could not believe that. I know. I was shocked.
Won a Grammy for co-writing songs, yeah. and on that Pink album, one that people might not really think about. It's crazy. And then we have A Viking in 2004 by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. The Transplants' second album, Haunted Cities, which was in 2005. He produced that Time Again album, The Stories Are True. And he produced the Devil's Brigade album, a bunch that we've already talked about. Yeah. He's produced both the Interrupters albums. And he's done a couple reggae albums with Jimmy Cliff. And he actually won a Grammy for Best Reggae Album with Jimmy Cliff on the Rebirth album that came out in 2012. Really cool thing about Tim Armstrong.
We'll hear some of that later.
Yes. We're going to wrap up with that, actually. But next, we're going to get into one of his solo projects. Or his, you know, Tim Time Bomb's a solo project. But also, he came out with his own solo stuff, which was in 2007, just under Tim Armstrong. And he released his first solo album, which was entitled A Poet's Life, with the Agrolites actually playing as the backing band for those songs.
The Agrolites.
Yes. And the track that we're going to be playing, Into Action, is going to be the next track, but not this one. Just so you know, it was reported as the number one most played and requested in 2007 on the XM satellite radio channel Fungus 53. I never listened to Fungus, but you know, this style of Tim, his solo stuff's a little bit different than Rancid, and that's probably why he had his own solo stuff. But this first track that we're going to play is going to be called Hold On. Definitely a cool song, a little bit different, different style, but that's kind of how Tim's solo stuff was on A Poet's Life. So enjoy Hold On.
Like the Mississippi, our tuning starts in Minnesota. Take I 35 to 90, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Big hearted country girl, hope you're gonna make it on down. She said, yeah, Tim, I'm good to see you, man. Hope you all stay around. The future's not hard to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't live. I'm gonna hold on to you. As long as I can, I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. And if you choose to leave me, girl, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can.
All right, that is Hold On from Tim Armstrong's solo album.
It's a good little ska tune.
It is cool. I like it. Different style than Rancid, but like I said, you know, that's probably why he's doing his own solo stuff.
You know, you could sit here and listen to stuff like that, like just put it on in the background, and I think it makes you smarter.
Yeah, probably true.
it's so well put together, and it's a lot of fun to listen to, and it's good to listen to and just kind of play and chill out.
It is. It's a great track. It's track number two from A Poet's Life. Really cool track. Real quick now, before we get into his next song, I'm going to read a handful of credits he has from the film industry. And that is Larry is Dead from 1995. He was director, actor, and producer. Then Live Freaky, Die Freaky from 2003. He was a producer and narrator. The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things in 2004. He did acting. Give Him the Boot, 2005. He was a producer. Punk's Not Dead, 2007, he was a producer. Those are more like documentaries. Rock and Roll Theater in 2011, he was an actor, producer, and writer. And then he did an episode of The X-Files in 2016. He was an actor. And I saw that episode, actually, because I heard him talking about it on his show that was on SiriusXM, Tim Time Bomb show. And he played the Trash Man, I believe was the name of the character. It was a really cool character. And if you haven't seen that...
Which one is it?
It's the X-Files, and it's called Home Again. It's the name of the episode. It came out in 2016, and really cool. If you haven't seen it, go check him out. It's not like a small part where he walks by. He actually has some speaking parts. It's really cool. I'm
glad they picked him. Is he like the bad guy?
Kind of. Kind of. He's like, yeah, I don't want to spoil it, because, but you have to see it.
I didn't know the X-Files was still out in 2016.
Came back out. They redid it. And on that first season. Yes. Same characters, though. Mulder and Scully. Yes.
Yeah. And David Duchovny?
Yep.
Still?
Yep.
I thought he died in the movie.
No, nope, not yet. Unless he just did in this last year, but not before they did that first season.
I think that that's the last time I watched the X-Files was like 1997-ish.
Well, it came back out.
I'm going to check that out, only because...
The Trash Man's in it.
The Trash Man.
You got to check out The Trash Man.
I want to see The Trash Man.
All-around talented guy.
Can
Have I mentioned that
him?
Yet?
Can
yeah, oh
him?
Yeah, you know it's him. Yeah, you know it's him for
is
sure.
He like, I'm The Trash Man.
Kind of. I'm not going to spoil it again for you, but
I'm gonna have to
you
got to
go check it out. Yeah. Go look it up.
I didn't know that we were going to have to watch that for today's show.
I should have put it out there.
You should have, because that would have given me an excuse to watch TV late last night.
Well, find the new season of X-Files. Go watch the Home Again.
Check it out on Netflix.
There you go. So that's a bunch of Tim's other things, because he does so much. But we're going to hear that track that I was mentioning, Into Action, featuring Sky Sweetnam, whose album he's also produced. And this was the one that was the number one requested song back in that year. It came out in 2007. So I hope you enjoy Into Action. That was Into Action, featuring Sky Sweetnam, which is track number 3 from Tim Armstrong's solo album, A Poet's Life. Came out May 22nd, 2007. Really cool song. Again, it's just different. You know, all the punkers that are out there. We listen to a variety of music, even though we love punk. That's our primary go-to, like I say all the time. But we're here just kind of showing everything off, you know, like what else is out there? And, you know, our normal format kind of has guilty pleasures, a little bit offbeat towards the end of the show. And that's kind of what we're bringing it into right here. Some of the stuff that might not be viewed as punk from Tim Armstrong, but it's punk. Punk encompasses so many things.
Yeah. And it's you know, you go with ska punk there. I mean, easy, you know, you skank around the room a couple times for that.
For sure. For sure.
You know, you're getting into action while skanking.
That's right.
And you won't catch me dead doing that. But anyway, hey, great tune. I like that it was the number one requested song on satellite radio in 2007.
Yeah. It was really cool. Really cool track. Like we mentioned before, Tim Armstrong has produced and he co-wrote 8 songs with Pink on her 2003 album, Try This. And her song, Trouble, which was a 2003 Rancid outtake, went on to win her a Grammy Award. So really cool for Tim, really cool for Rancid. And then
really cool for Pink.
And yes, very cool for Pink. She's the one that won the award.
I dated a girl that looked like Pink in Germany.
Interesting.
It didn't end well.
Well.
If she's out there, I don't remember her name, though.
Well, Chris forgot you. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
One other thing about Grammys is that Tim was working on an album with reggae artist Jimmy Cliff. And the first single which was a cover of a Clash song, The Guns of Brixton, was released on August 4th, 2011, and it came from the album that they won a Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album. And Tim is credited with the lead guitar, rhythm guitar, and he co-wrote four of the songs on the album. Obviously, he didn't co-write this one,
right?
Because it's Guns of Brixton and it's a Clash cover, but we're going to give you a little bit of that, which is super cool. And again, that's kind of, you know, the end of our episodes, our guilty pleasures, and we're going to throw a little reggae at you, which Tim Armstrong helped with. So enjoy Jimmy Cliff and the Guns of Brixton.
What you have to answer to? Oh, Guns of Brixton. Well, the money seems good, and your life, you like it well. But surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell.
Like being a Jamaican youth in the 1980s,
yeah,
in Britain, heavy-handed cops,
yep.
And Brixton, there was a riot, but this song predates that. The song was recorded by the Clash before the riots,
correct?
But it's still, you know, I mean, obviously, it was discussing the plight of the Jamaican immigrant in Great Britain. More money to make, but a price to pay. So, pretty cool song, good meaning. Great
it
punk
is.
Rock.
And that was totally on Jimmy Cliff's rock. Album, Rebirth, which came out in July 2012. And again, Tim Armstrong had a hand in that one, playing guitar, rhythm guitar and lead guitar on that Jimmy Cliff album. One final thought I have about Tim that I haven't mentioned is just another thing that's not so punk, but it's still really cool that he did, is in 2012, Tim also wrote and helped write and performed on the song High Roller Baby with Joe Walsh, who's from the Eagles, when he did his solo stuff. So this was 2012, Joe Walsh. And it was released on Walsh's critically acclaimed and commercially successful solo album, Analog Man. Just one of those things, how cool is Tim Armstrong?
Anything
such
but
a great
the Eagles, reach. Man.
Well, it's Joe Walsh, and it was commercially device. Successful, so it's just cool that Tim's a part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Any final thoughts on Tim, Chris?
No, I think that we covered a pretty good retrospective of everything that he's got his hands in. And of course, Rancid on tour right as soon as August 12th hits.
August 12th, that's when we see him.
The first stop is us. And so we're really excited to see Rancid and Tim Armstrong, of course, with them and with Dropkick Murphys. So they're a fantastic band, and Tim Armstrong is definitely one of the one of the key cogs in the whole wheel of punk rock, and does so many things on the side, and he's definitely somebody who deserves, you know, a lot of admiration and respect.
I agree. Tim Armstrong, we're both big fans of you if you ever hear this. Now, if you're out there, I hope you enjoyed it, and hope you go check out Tim Armstrong's stuff. You can check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, Google Play Music, and slcpunkcast.com. That's where you can find this podcast. And Chris, where can you find Tim?
You can find him at Tim Timebomb.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
And we'll throw in the Interrupters. Not a lot of these other groups had Twitter accounts, but at Interrupter Tweets on Twitter. And then Chris, you are...
I'm at SLC Punk Chris.
And I'm at Another Punk SLC. And you can find us there. And at those spots, let us know if we forgot anything. Let us know what we should have added.
Yeah, for sure. There's so much out there with Tim Armstrong, Rancid, all these guys, the Interrupters. Hit us up. Let us know.
Until the next time, I hope you enjoyed SLC Punkcast episode 5.5.
Play the fucking outro.